This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Barkley has it. In a crowd, they're going to push. And he is in for a touchdown. Saquon Barkley scores as an Eagle against the Giants here in Jersey.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of South Hewland Street. We are alive and rocking here. If you want to come hang out with us, we got Cowboys giveaways. You can enter to win a couple of Cowboys Texans tickets courtesy of Miller Lite. But right now, let's talk with PhiladelphiaEagles.com reporter and podcaster extraordinaire. It's Chris McPherson. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, how's everything going? Happy Football Friday to you all. It's interesting that the Dak-Jalen rivalry should probably be bigger in the NFL, but it seems like every year
they don't get to play each other.
No. I mean, Dak is 3-0. I mean, and all that in the couple of times they've played, but it seems like every year there's something that comes up that keeps these two from matching up, though. So, unfortunately, we're not going to get that this Sunday.
If I was Jalen Hurts, I would be like, go ahead and count that as a win. You've seen this team. You know if Dak was going to play, this was going to be a win. Now, we're going to talk about the Cowboys, I'm sure. But what I really want to know is, after the bye, this Eagles team has looked way different, at least to me. Is that a fair assessment? And if so, how so?
Very fair assessment. We'll start on the offensive side of the football. They leaned into Saquon Barkley. You played the highlight clip there before you brought me on, and Saquon has been better than anticipated after signing the deal with the Eagles. We all saw the reverse hurdle, whatever you want to call that fantastic
yes,
play.
Amazing.
That had to be just one of those. Seeing that live unfold and then seeing the reaction of the players. I mean, these Eagles guys, these football players are the best of the best at what they do in the world, and they're all astonished at what they just saw unfold in real time. So he has been absolutely better than expected, and they've leaned on him heavily, which has gotten the offense into a flow earlier on, and it's allowed Jalen Hurts to be more comfortable warming up and getting his rhythm into the game. And then from Jalen's perspective, they've done a much better job of taking care of the football. You know,
yeah.
The first couple of games, it was fumbles, it was interceptions. You know, Jalen Hurts was up there in the most giveaways along with the Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, but you weren't seeing the dynamic plays on the other side as a result. Well, Jalen Hurts has done a phenomenal job, four straight games of taking care of the football, and what's happened here? The Eagles have won those four games, and as you guys look at Cooper Rush and the success that he had back in 2022 when he took over for Dak, he did a phenomenal job of taking care of the football, and his one loss, if you guys remember, was to the Eagles in Philadelphia. The Eagles picked him off three times in that game. So that has been the biggest thing for Jalen. And then real quickly, defensively, I think they've just gotten more accustomed and comfortable with Vic Fangio's scheme. Those Georgia Bulldogs, a lot was made about how Howie Roseman, the GM, you know, just all right, Georgia keeps winning, we're going to pluck the Georgia guys. N'Kobe Dean, the linebacker, has the game-sealing interception. Nolan Smith, the edge rusher, has become a force off the edge. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, you know, manning the interior of that defensive line. So I think it's really just been a complete team effort that's brought this team to where it's at right now, 6-2. Four straight wins going into Sunday's matchup against the Cowboys.
You know, that was kind of a point of discussion there last year, was that Jalen Carter wasn't seeing the field enough. Dean wasn't seeing the field enough. What changed? Just they grew up from being rookies? Is that all? Or
For Jalen, I mean, Jalen Carter missed two snaps Sunday against Jacksonville.
Right, yeah.
This is a defensive line philosophy over the years you going back to the Andy Reid days with Jim Johnson, and even the days since then, they've wanted to rotate those guys up front. But Vic Fangio is like, look, if I have a top-tier blue-chip talent in the middle there, he's going to be my workhorse. And he had three pressures on Sunday against double teams. So teams are starting to show him that ultimate sign of respect. He had six pressures total against Brandon Scherff, who has been a Pro Bowl player in the NFC East for several years. So you're going against outstanding competition there. So I think for him, it's just growing more into that role. And for Dean, he battled injury last season. They were just trying, he was still trying to get his feet wet and figure things out. Vic Fangio has done a great job of realizing that Dean is an extremely smart football player. They're actually, I don't know if you guys saw it, but we released on our social media channels the mic'd up from the game, and Dean happened to be mic'd up. And he said in the first quarter, I'm going to be looking for the wheel route. They're going to test me on the wheel route at some point in this game. And sure enough, that game-sealing interception, Trevor Lawrence goes into the end zone. It was the wheel route, and Dean knew it right away and knew how to play it and was able to come away with the pick. And I think that's going to be a huge confidence boost for him moving forward. But I think it's also Vic Fangio in learning how to utilize the talent that he has and the guys growing and adjusting to his scheme. So I think that's been really the biggest difference there with Carter and N'Kobe Dean.
The offensive coordinator, we know him pretty well.
We do.
How much has he changed y'all's offensive like approach, or is it just, no, he's just taking that talent? Like, explain what you've seen with him and how y'all have changed this year, maybe.
I think going back to the first question about what's been different in this Eagles offense since the bye, and they've been utilizing a lot more under center. And okay. They really had not, that's not been a thing for them. Pretty much Jalen Hurts had been running the shotgun offense. They've been sprinkling in a little more of the under center. You're seeing a little more of the pre-snap motion. There are some subtleties in terms of receiver alignments and things of that nature. But I think really those are the two biggest things, because Nick Sirianni, the head coach, has said, I don't want to be, a wise man avoids all extremes. And they had been one of the bottom teams in the league in motion, one of the bottom teams in the league and under center. And they said, look, we don't need to major in it. Can we just minor in it? Can this be an elective for us, like, every once in a while? And I think those have been the biggest things. And I think it's also looking at the talent that this team has and saying, we've got a franchise blue-chip running back in Saquon Barkley. You've got, obviously, one of the best wide receiver duos in the game in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. But they've really said, you look at the offensive line, that's been a hallmark of this team for years. Even with some injuries along the front this season, they've leaned to that and saying, look, we know we can run the ball. We can do a little bully ball here. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest matchups to watch here with the Eagles and the Cowboys, is because the Cowboys aren't afraid to load the box, but teams have been able to still have success running against it. And the Eagles will still, even with a loaded box, say, we've got Saquon Barkley. And even if he's only getting 3-4 yards, one of the things he's phenomenal at doing is falling forward and just wearing down defense.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
So that as the games go on and you go to, it was the week 3 game against the New Orleans Saints right after they beat the Cowboys, it was kind of like chip away, chip away, chip away. And all of a sudden the third quarter, or early in the fourth quarter, I should say, Saquon Barkley breaks off the big touchdown run and is able to finally break the defense's back.
Okay, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I don't mean to, maybe I do just a little bit, diminish the contributions of Kellen Moore, but I also look at it and wonder, is this offense clicking as simplistic as Jalen Hurts is not turning the ball over and Saquon Barkley is better than probably most everyone, especially the Giants, would have anticipated?
I mean, certainly, but I think it's good for a coach to realize and say, if I have all this, I'm going to need to go out there and utilize it, because this offense was struggling in the first couple weeks of the season. The first game against the Green Bay Packers in Brazil, they put up 30 plus points. But then the couple weeks since, you kind of got the sense, all right, what's going on here? Because you have all these weapons, everything should be clicking. So I think it speaks a lot to the coach in saying, okay, we need to regroup. Let's see what our strengths are, and just maximizing those strengths. And I think it's getting it into Jalen to say, look, we need to live to fight another down. You don't always have to play hero ball and take the deep shot, you know, especially if there's double coverage. We could do the check down. You could throw the ball away, and let's move on to the next play. So I think there's been very good coaching from that standpoint in helping Coach Jalen out some of those turnovers. And I think it's saying, all right, this is what we got to work with. Let's maximize those strengths. And again, you're bringing in some of those principles that Kellen is more adjusted to using from his time with the Cowboys and with the Chargers. I talk about with the motion and the under center, and they've had success with it. So again, it's they didn't want to say, we're going to completely overhaul the offense and change our identity and all that. It's just saying we need so that – I think one of the struggles for this team last year offensively was it became very static. It became – to a point where defenses knew what was coming, okay? So I think it was that we need to be able to throw a curveball every once in a while so defenses can't always tee off on what we're doing.
Talking with Chris McPherson from PhiladelphiaEagles.com right here on 105.3 The Fan. I had a quick non-football question for you. I believe it is the Reading Terminal Market. Have you been there? And how awesome is it? Because I just got a chance to go there this summer, and I thought it was freaking incredible.
Oh, that's an understatement. I don't go enough, I will say. The last time I went, it's a couple of years ago. I took my boys there with it was a Cub Scout field trip, and trying to take a bunch of like 9-10-year-olds through that on like a busy Saturday.
Yeah.
yeah. It wasn't the smartest thing. So I think my wife still reminds me of it to this day. But nonetheless, though, if you're a food connoisseur, there's something for everyone. That's the thing. It's you could be the pickiest eater. I'll admit that I'm a pretty picky eater. You know, that's why, you know, years ago when I would go to Dallas for the games, you take me to a steak restaurant, I'm set because you don't need a whole lot of frills there. But
yeah,
I mean, there is something for everyone in the Reading Terminal Market. It's an absolute blast. So no, I'm glad you brought that up, and I haven't had lunch yet. It is 12:30 on the east out here in Philadelphia on the East Coast. So yeah, thanks for upping that just a little bit here as we get into the interview here.
Hey, that's what we call the synergy, because we're inviting everyone out to Buffalo Wild Wings here in Fort Worth. So see, you got Reading Terminal Market. You can hit up Buffalo Wild Wings depending on where you are in the country.
Hey, man, but before we let you go, last year it looked like there were some cracks in everything. Like Sirianni didn't have the team, and then things were kind of feeling like they were falling apart up there. And it looks like they've kind of turned that around. What was going on? What did happen, and what did change since then?
That's honestly one of the biggest questions. I think when you talk to the players, you know, at the end of the season and the off season, and it was like they got tired of you know, addressing the stuff that happened in the last season. I think partly we touched a little bit on it from the offensive standpoint. I think that it became too much. We just need our guys to be your guys, and there wasn't enough of the scheme aspect of it involved in it. And I think there were some issues defensively. More so, I think, from they made the midseason change at coordinator. They moved from Sean Desai to Matt Patricia, and that move didn't work out at the time. And, I think that's why they said, look, Nick Sirianni has been a very good leader. He's instilled a very good culture here. He still has an outstanding win percentage. You know, you look at all the numbers, the metrics, you know, he's up there with all the top coaches ever since he entered the league in 2021. And you look at the list of coaches who were hired in that cycle, and it's like Sirianni and like Dan Campbell. And I think that's pretty much it at this point. So it's crazy how fast the turnover rate happens in the NFL. But I think at the end of the season, the Eagles said, and they said this, Jeffrey Lurie had said this actually, the team's owner, when they hired Nick as a young offensive coordinator coming from Indianapolis, they pretty much said, we want you for the coach you are now, but we are looking forward to the coach you're going to become. And they knew there were going to be some some growing pains with him over time. And I think they said, look, this is a coach who got him to the Super Bowl in year two. They started out with the best record in the NFL. That, you know, again, for myriad reasons, the things went sideways off the rails at the end of the season. But that's why I think they were all eyes on him to start the season. But I think they said, look, if we upgrade the coaching staff around Coach Sirianni, and you bring in Kellen Moore, who interviewed for the Eagles' job in that cycle with Sirianni, and Vic Fangio, who was familiar with Philadelphia previously, and is, you know, he pretty much the Eagles have wanted the Fangio system ever since Sirianni got here, so they finally got the man who came up with it.
There you go.
I think the combination of that working with Sirianni and what he does from, and again, I think we could point to how the team has transitioned from the bye week to say, okay, things are not working right. Players have their input. Coaches have their input. Let's get everyone on the same page so that we can right the ship and get things going. And you look at where the Eagles are, 6-2, going into a huge five-day stretch here, because not only do they have the Cowboys on Sunday in Dallas, but they have to bounce back Thursday night because they get the Commanders at home.
Man, outstanding stuff. I really appreciate the time very much, good sir. We would love to talk with you again.
Excellent, guys. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the game. And, hopefully when we match up later on in the season, we'll get to chat again. So, but enjoy the food there. I'm going to go grab some lunch myself. But enjoy the game this weekend.
There you go. Chris McPherson from PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.